ॐ भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वती व्यासं ततो जय उदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायस्य भद्रेषु नित्यं भगवत् सेवया भगवते उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी. Before reciting the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the very means of conquest, one should offer respectful obeisances unto the personality of God and Narayan, unto Narayan, Rishi, the supermost human being, unto Mother Saraswati, the goddess of learning, and unto Srila Vyasadeva, the author. By regular attendance in classes of the Bhagavatam and by rendering of service to the pure devotee, all that is troublesome in this heart is almost completely destroyed, and loving service unto the personality of Godhead, who is praised with transcendental songs, is established as an irrevocable fact. Before I start class, I will beg the mercy and guidance of all the senior Vaishnavas who are present here to be able to speak something on the science of Krishna consciousness for the benefit of myself, benefit of all of us who are trying to practice Krishna consciousness under the guidance of Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada. So we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 5, Text 26. And just give me a moment so I can get there. Kachit pasavyam nirujam buri ambu trina virudam virhatvanam tat aduna yatra ase tvam Suratvrita Kachet Pasavyam Nirujam Buri Ambutrina Virudam Virhadmanam Tadaduna Yatra Setam Suratvrita Kachet pasavyam nirujam Buri ambutrina vridum Prihadvanam tad aduna Yatra setan sarad vrata Kachet pasavyam nirujam Buri ambutrina vridum Vridhadvanam tad aduna Yatra setam saradvrata. Please repeat. Matajis. Mm-hmm. కచిత్ ప్రసావ్యాం నిరుజం. Go ahead. Nirudam Buryam Bhutrina Yadvanam Tadaduna Yatase Tamsu. What to what translation? Kachit, whether. Pasavyam, protection of the cows. Nirujam, without difficulties or disease. Buri, sufficient. Ambu, water. Trina, grass. Virudam, plants. Birhat vanam, the great forest. Tat, all these arrangements are there. Aduna, now. Yatra, where. Ase, are living. Twam, you. Surat Vrita, surrounded by friends. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Jagadguru Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. Translation. My dear friend Nanda Maharaj, in the place where you are living with your friends, is the forest favorable for all the animals, the cows? I hope there is no disease or inconvenience. The place must be full of water, grass, and other plants. Please repeat after me. My dear friend Nanda Maharaj, in the place where you are living with your friends, is the forest favorable for the animals, the cows? I hope there is no disease or inconvenience. The place must be full of water, grass, and other plants. Purport. For human happiness, one must care for the animals, especially the cows. Vasudev therefore inquired whether there was a good arrangement for the animals where Nand Maharaj lived. For the proper pursuit of human happiness, there must be arrangements for the protection of cows. This means that there must be forests and adequate pasturing grounds full of grass and water. If the animals are happy, there will be an ample supply of milk, from which human beings will benefit by deriving many milk products with which to live happily. As enjoined in Bhagavad Gita 18:44, Krishigo Rakshaya Vanidyam Vaisya Karma Swabhavajam. Without giving proper facilities to the animals, how can human society be happy? That people are raising cattle to send to the slaughterhouse is a great sin. By this demoniac enterprise, people are ruining their chance for a truly human life, because they are not giving any importance to the instructions of Krishna. The advancement of their so-called civilization resembles the crazy efforts of man in a lunatic asylum. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tinamine Namaste Sarswati Deva Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesa Sunyavadi Pastatada Satarine Om Gyanam Timirandasya Gyananjana Salakya Chakshurunumitam Tasmai Shri Guru Namah. It is a coincidence when, you know, I was just reading about cow protection, you know, there was a honk. You know, we are running into an election year. So usually when the candidates have been supported, people, you know, have all these play cards on the road and you're honking. Do you support that candidate? So that was a good coincidence that we had a honk when we were reading about cow protection. I would like to also read from the Gita, chapter 14, text 17, where Prabhupada is elaborating more or is speaking in line with the purport that we are going to be speaking on today. Prabhupada says, Namo Brahmanaya Devaya Go Brahmanaya Hitaya Cha Jagat Ditaya Krishnaya Govindaya Namo Namaha. My Lord, you are the well-wisher of the cows and the brahmanas, and you are the well-wisher of the entire human society and world, Vishnu Puran. The purport is that special mention is given in the prayer for the protection of the cows and the brahmanas. Brahmanas are the symbol of spiritual education, and cows are the symbol of the most valuable food. These two living creatures, the brahmanas and the cows, must be given all protection. That is real advancement of civilization. In modern human society, spiritual knowledge is neglected and cow killing is encouraged. It is to be understood then that human society is advancing in the wrong direction and is clearing the path to its own condemnation. A civilization which guides the citizens to become animals in their next lives is certainly not a human civilization. The present human civilization is, of course, grossly misled by the modes of passion and ignorance. It is a very dangerous age, and all nations should take care to provide the easiest process, Krishna consciousness, to save humanity from the greatest danger. So Prabhupada is mentioning very strongly about cow protection in this verse and the importance of brahmanas in this age of Kali. As we are all aware, in the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, when Maharaj Parikshit is touring his kingdom, the first effect of Kali is attacking mother cow. And mother cow is standing on three legs. So the bull is the personality of religion, and cow is the personality of the earth. So the bull represents the personality of religion, while mother cow represents the personality of mother earth. So obviously when mother earth is being overburdened by the so-called malechas, then she is crying and weeping. And that's how Srimad Bhagavatam, when Maharaj Parikshit meets Kali, he encounters that the first thing that Kali is doing is actually hitting mother cow. Now, we know that mother cow has lost three legs. Now, Prabhupada explains that the only leg that mother cow today is standing on is truthfulness, which is, as Kali Yuga progresses, the prevailing of Kali Yuga is actually bringing untruthfulness. So that one leg will also eventually be destroyed. But what are the three legs that have already been destroyed in the age of Kali Yuga? And Prabhupada mentions in the Bhagavatam, in his purports, that austerity, cleanliness and mercy have already been destroyed in the age of Kali. And then he also mentions that we have the four yugas or the four cycles. So we are coming from all the way from Satya Yuga to Treta Yuga to Dwapar Yuga and Kali Yuga. So as we are progressing from the Satya Yuga to Kali Yuga, each progression, one leg is being lost, or 25% of our good actions and deeds are actually being lost. So Prabhupada then actually mentions very clearly how is it that austerity, cleanliness and mercy have actually been destroyed in the present age of Kali. He says by pride, either artificial or real, austerity is destroyed. Too much association with female, cleanliness is destroyed. And too much addiction to intoxication, mercy is spoiled. So, as we can see, when we have too much pride, whether it's artificial or real, which as we know is what today's material world and current leaders are all about, I and me, and especially if anyone watched the debate of our presidential candidates, it was a pretty interesting debate of I and me, of egoism. And so, obviously our austerity is destroyed. When we are having too much association with female, cleanliness is destroyed. And too much addiction to intoxication, mercy is destroyed. So, out of the four pillars, truthfulness is the only one that is currently prevailing, but that is also something that is, as the Kali Yuga age progresses, is going to become less and less. So that's why if you see Srila Prabhupada, when he started ISKCON, he came up with the four principles before you can accept devotional service or you can be initiated. What are those four? No meat eating, no gambling, no intoxication, no illicit sex. And if you actually look at what Prabhupada and Mother Cow's four legs are representing, they're these four same things. Austerity, mercifulness, truthfulness, and cleanliness. And what are the causes of those four? Illicit sex, gambling, intoxication. So those are the four pillars of sin. And so that's why when we are actually coming into Krishna consciousness and accepting a bona fide spiritual master in the lineage of the Brahma Sampradaya that we are in, we are first told to follow these four principles and chant 16 rounds. So everything is systematically explained as a science. It is not whimsical. You know, we just don't follow things because, you know, someone like Donald Trump is standing there and all of a sudden he thinks he knows everything with his imperfect senses and being under the illusion of Maya, starting to tell you. This is the problem we have in today's world, that the leaders are not following the three most important things, sadhu, shastra, and sadhu, shastra, and guru. They are concocting or thinking that by mental speculation, Prabhupada mentions this very many times, you know, that today's so-called leaders, because they are not following the three guiding principles of sadhu, shastra, and guru, we are concocting and thinking, oh, you know, if I do it this way, or if I have it this way, I can solve the problems. We cannot solve the problems of this complex society by creating what is called the judicial system or the jail system and all that, because the change has to happen with the consciousness. And that's why Krishna consciousness is the most important thing in this world. And we sitting here should think, after today's class, what is my role and what can I do to help assist Srila Prabhupada to go out and reclaim this society that is so misguided today and is so much in ignorance. Because the current leaders, Prabhupada also actually states that a society devoid of cow protection, Brahminical culture, is not under the direct protection of the Lord. Why? Because we are always offering to the Lord, Go Brahmane Hitaya Cha Jagat Hitaya Krishna Govindaya Namo Namah. What is one of the duties in the spiritual world of Lord Krishna? Chinta Mani Prakar Sadma Sukalpa Vriksha Laksa Vrite Susurabhi Rabhi Palayantam Lakshmi Sahasra Satasambara Sevyamanam Govinda Madhi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. I worship Govinda, the primable Lord, the first progenitor who is tending the cows, yielding old desires. So this is one of the occupational duties. What is our occupational duty? The occupational duty of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is his tending cows. That is why they are Surabhi. You know, even if you look at Christianity, Lord Jesus was born in a humble pasture. His occupational duty was also tending herbivorous animal, sheep. So that's why Prabhupada so clearly states in this purport, the last paragraph is basically very strong, that current civilization resembles the crazy efforts of man in a lunatic asylum. Because our advancement is not the advancement of the consciousness. Our advancement is the advancement of buildings, concrete, motor, cars. And we think we are advanced. And that is not bringing us happiness. It's not bringing us any kind of peace. Instead, it is just bringing more and more issues. Why? Because human civilization means the advancement and the course of Brahminical culture, and to maintain it, cow protection is essential. Go Brahmane Hitayacha. So when cow protection is not being done, automatically the buildings are not going to give us peace. Prabhupada further says that the consciousness of the people who are ruling us and the people who we are mingling with is that they are missing the miracle in milk, because milk contains the necessary vitamins to sustain human psychological conditions for higher achievements. Atato brahm jigyasa. Jiva swarup hai Krishna nitya das. They cannot understand this basic concept, because their consciousness is not taking the missing ingredient. And a lot of people are moving to veganism. It's because of cruelty to animals, not because milk itself is a problem. It's because they want to support, you know, being on the other side of the aisle, that, you know, we don't want to be cruel to animals. But the first thing is that if we follow the basic principles to love mother cow, then this cruelty will not be there. And all that is happening in Los Angeles with no rain, rain will come. Because we are doing so much offense to mother cow, automatically the side effects are being seen in today's world. So, if you look at what Prabhupada states also in the first canto, the bull is the emblem of the moral principle, and the cow is the representative of the earth. When the bull and the cow are in a joyful mood, the people of the world will also be in a joyful mood. Prabhupada very clearly states in the purport. We don't need to go far. We don't need to go anywhere. We just need to read Prabhupada's books and read Prabhupada's purpose. Prabhupada is very clear. Systematically, he says, if the cow and the bull are in a joyful mood, automatically we all will be in a joyful mood. So we can see how the progression of Kali Yuga is moving in the opposite direction, and how important it is for us to bring them to the right direction. Now, what are the symptoms of Kali? The symptoms of the age of Kali is that the principles of religion, which are spotlessly white, because the bull, when the bull was standing in the presence of Maharaj Parikshit, the bull was white in color. Generally, no, bulls are not white. I'm sorry to say that. In India, yes, they are. So, it was spotlessly white, like a lotus flower. Now, it was being attacked by an uncultured Sudra population of the age in black, because Kali came in black. So, what this is signifying, there's a signification, yes, that bull is representing white religiosity. And Kali is representing darkness. And so, when darkness is coming, what is it doing? It starts killing the religiosity. And we know that that's the only pillar that is currently what we are standing on. So it starts attacking that. So, Prabhupada continues to say that milking the cow means driving the principles of religion in a liquid form. So when we are taking milk, we are actually taking the principles of religion as to create better tissues to understand and have better advancement in spiritual life. So in liquid form, we are actually taking in religion, which is a very important point I came to read in Prabhupada's purports, that Prabhupada, how is he even using the significance of milk and drinking milk, creating a better tissue, was what we have always heard, but now I saw that it actually is religion in liquid form. So, drawing milk artificially, separating the calves, and greatly doing sinful acts responsible for the troubles in present society. Prabhupada continues to reiterate this point that when we are artificially, you know, using machines to draw milk, we are taking away the calves from mother cow. Because we are creating so much anxiety in mother cow. There was actually a documentary I was watching, And they were showing that how, when they are taking away a calf from mother cow, how mother cow is in pain. And that pain obviously is in a consciousness. And her consciousness is then affected in her milk. And so it is very, very simple to understand that the process is then going down all the way to the people who drink it. But we have become so much about our jiva, that's why we always chant sarira vidya jal jadindra taikar jiva fele visse sagre tare madhe jivate jiva fele visse sagre, because the tongue, because of our tongue, wants to be palatable. We want to eat all these fancy things. We are so much degrading our consciousness that the basic principle of simple living and high thinking is out of our our grasp. And we think we are the smartest PhDs, which means permanent head damage, by the way. That we are, I'm a PhD, you know, I'm a scholar, I cannot, I know what to do. This is the biggest ignorance. You don't know your permanent head damage, but you think you're a doctor of philosophy. Why? Because we are not even taking the simple instructions that we have been given in the Shastras, because we ignore Shastra. You know, in the Bhagavad Gita, obviously, there is mention in the chapters that how people will start concocting and thinking, you know, mental speculation is one of the things that, hey, you know, I'm going to solve the problems in my own mind. My mind is in the mode of ignorance. We are basically in Kali Yuga in the mode of ignorance and passion. These are the two prevailing modes in Kali Yuga. How can you, in the mode of ignorance and passion, be able to understand higher, finer truths which are beyond mode of goodness? So, people's government, actually Prabhupada says this, that the people's government is by the people who are not twice born. So there must be a government of Kali in which everyone is unhappy. Because we are selecting leaders who themselves are not even fourth class Sudras, and we ourselves are below fourth class Sudras. So you are trying to qualify someone in a position when you yourself are not qualified. It's like you go for an interview and your boss knows nothing and he's interviewing you on some subject matters on a job. Do you think that will be successful? He himself doesn't know, or she doesn't know, and they are interviewing you. So it's similar. Prabhupada is saying we are living, it's just like, you know, we say a blind man follows a blind male, a man into a well. That's what is happening. Cheaters and cheated. But he says, for the protection of the cow and the Brahmins, we have to please Krishna by pleasing mother cow, and by doing that we will get the real peace in mind. And at the end of the day, what are we all looking for? We are looking for the peace formula. But we are looking for the peace formula in the wrong place. We are looking for the peace formula on Beverly Hills at the peninsula. That I will be on a sleeping bed. Or I'll be on this fancy therapeutic bed. It's all illusion. Because after 8 or 9 hours, you're going to be back to bum reality. Or I think I will be treated with lavish, palatable meals. We are actually creating the doorway back to being killed. Because Prabhupada very clearly, and in Bhagavad Gita clearly says that the law of karma is very simple. If you are killing an animal, in the next life that same animal is going to take an axe and chop off your head. So the cycle of samsara, birth and death will continue. How do we get out of this cycle? We get out of this cycle by following the three basic principles of Guru, Sadhu and Shastra. Associating, reading and also following instructions. According to Parma Puran, our present trouble is due to the fructification of seedling sins. But this gradually fades away with the execution of pure devotional service. So do not be in any kind of, what shall I say, any kind of if and but situation. It's very clear. The devotional service is what is going to create this. And devotional service is not done in a vacuum. Let's also be very clear on that. Devotional service cannot be done in a vacuum. Devotional service means the practical engagement. Practical engagement is important because it creates the sambandha, the relationship between the soul and the super soul. As the Paramatma feature Prabhupada mentions in his purports, as the Paramatma feature, the Lord is sitting within our heart as the well-wisher. And as the well-wisher, we need to knock on his door. Because of our minute independence, we are in this material world. So that minute independence is whether we want to be harmonious. Prabhupada says in the third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam in the purports, that when we are harmonious with the Paramatma feature, we are happy. When we are engaged in serving our senses instead of the senses of the Supreme Personality of Godhead through devotional service, then we break that harmonious situation. So let's be serious about devotional service here. Devotional service cannot be performed in a vacuum or Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. When you're chanting, you're actually asking Radharani for devotional service. let's get the basics here. You know, when we are chanting, what are we asking the Lord? To engage me in the devotional service of the Lord. And what does the Lord say? Well, Lord Krishna says in the fourth chapter, Tad vidhi prani patena pai prasnena sevaya upaktang shanti de gyanam gyanena stattva darshina. Render service to a guru, to a spiritual master. Follow the instructions. So temple authorities and Srila Prabhupada are our guiding instructors. And they are doing it for our good. Like a mother and a father when they are chastising a child. The child may not know that it is actually for their good. But eventually, they realize that this is actually for their own good. Similarly, it is our duty to be strong in Krishna consciousness because we have to go out and reclaim the fallen souls of Kali Yuga. If we are dwindled, or we have the ifs and buts in our mind, how are we going to go reclaim these malechas? So, Prabhupada goes ahead to say, animal killers do not know that in the future, obviously, they will have a body suitable to kill them, that the animals will have a body, and that's the law of nature, I just mentioned that. And Prabhupada mentioned something very important, which crosses all sectarian or anything about a notion that I'm a Hindu, I am following Hinduism, I'm Christianity. Because Prabhupada says that the four principles of austerity, cleanliness, mercy and truthfulness are not specific to one particular denomination. These are universal principles in each and every core religion. If we follow these four, automatically we are following the path of religiosity. So it doesn't need to have an ism, Hinduism, Christianism, Judaism, Sikhism. No. These are the four basic things. Prabhupada even goes ahead to say that when irreligion is prominent in the family, O Krishna, the women of the family become polluted, and from the degradation of womanhood, a descendant of Vishnu, actually Arjuna is speaking this to Krishna, comes unwanted progeny. So this is one of the causes, because we need to have first class brahmanas. But what is happening today, the whole system is opposite of what it should be. So instead of us, like Prabhupada mentions, that in Kali Yuga, the attraction between male and female will not be based on anything else apart from sex. So when you have that kind of mentality, and Prabhupada is when there's the discourse between Arjuna and Krishna, he says that, you know, we become polluted, and from the degradation of womanhood, you know, unwanted progeny has been created. And that's why we are 400,000 species of human beings. It's not that we are 400,000 physically, it's the level of consciousness. So based on your level of consciousness, but how is this happening? Because the whole system is based on desires as compared to pleasing the desires of the Lord. It's based on our trying to please ourselves, our own senses. But Prabhupada then mentions that by being engaged in various religious practices, women will not be misled into adultery. And what are those practices? That is devotional service. And that's why Rupa Goswami says, we should accept things that are favorable for Krishna consciousness and reject things that are unfavorable for Krishna consciousness. Because we want to be serious in what we are trying to do. And you see, there is a very important mention also here that we should be favorable to the animals. Generally, today's civilization just looks at it that, oh, you know, there's a special soul. We are human beings. We are made in higher consciousness. The animals don't have a soul. They forget the most important principle, which is that due to their relationship to the Supreme Lord, by His plenary portion, is sitting as the Paramatma feature in everyone's heart. And because the Lord is sitting as the Paramatma feature in everyone's heart, each and every species is important, is equal. That's why sages see with equal vision. A learned Brahmana, a dog eater, a cow, an animal, because in them they see the super soul. They see the Paramatma feature. So when you're killing an animal, you are actually, in that animal is sitting the Paramatma feature of the Lord. So how is it different from us? Because we are more civilized in the four things of propensity of mating, defending, eating and sleeping. A dog has the same pleasure that the person at the Ritz-Carlton is enjoying of four seasons by paying $4,000 a night. It's the same. But the thing here is that when we are looking with equal vision, we are looking at the Paramatma feature in the Lord. And that's why the sages see with equal vision. I would like to, if I have the permission of the senior Vaishnavas, Prabhupada actually gives the formula. He actually gives the formula in the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, what should be done by the leaders of today. I would like to just read that if I have the permission. I know I'm just going over time. But I would like to read in the, and everyone can look at this, it's actually in the first canto, chapter 30, just give me a moment here, chapter 17, text 38, Srila Prabhupada says, following in the footsteps of Maharaj Parikshit, it is the duty of all executive heads of states to see that the principles of religion, namely austerity, cleanliness, mercy and truthfulness, are established in the state, and that the principles of irreligion, namely pride, illicit female association or prostitution, intoxication and falsity, are checked by all means. And to make the best use of a bad bargain, the personality of Kali may be transferred to places of gambling, drinking, prostitution and slaughterhouses, if there are any places like that. Those who are addicted to these irreligious habits may be regulated by the injunctions of the scripture. In no circumstances should they be encouraged by any state. In other words, the state should categorically stop all sorts of gambling, drinking, prostitution, and falsity. The state which wants to eradicate corruption by majority may introduce the principles of religion in the following manner. And Prabhupada gives three bullet points. 2 compulsory fasting days in a month, if not more, austerity. Even from the economic point of view, such 2 fasting days in a month in the state will save tons of food, and the system will also act very favorably on the general health of the citizens. 2, there must be compulsory marriage of young boys and girls attaining 24 years of age and 16 years of age respectively. There is no harm in co-education in the schools and colleges, provided the boys and girls are duly married, and in case there is any intimate connection between a male and female student, they should be married properly without illicit relation. The Divorce Act is encouraging prostitution, and this should be abolished. 3, the citizens of the state must give in charity up to 50% of their income for the purpose of creating a spiritual atmosphere in the state or in human society, both individually and collectively. They should preach the principles of Bhagavatam by karma yoga, or doing everything for the satisfaction of the Lord. Regular hearing of the Srimad Bhagavatam from authorized persons or realized souls, chanting of the glories of the Lord congregationally at homes or at places of worship, rendering all kinds of service to Bhagavatas, engaged in preaching Srimad Bhagavatam, and residing in a place and reside in a place where the atmosphere is saturated with God consciousness. If the state is regulated by the above process, naturally there will be God consciousness everywhere. Hare Krishna. Is there any comments? I see criticisms, realizations.
Thank you for a wonderful class. I hope we get to hear a lot more classes from you. So my question is this. You were talking about milk and how it provides what's required to develop finer brain tissues, right?
Yes.
You made that point a couple times during the class.
I am only repeating what Prabhupada said.
Right, okay. Yes. Now, here's my question. Where does Prabhupada get that from? Is that something that's in the cyclic succession? In other words, is that an idea that comes down from Bhaktisiddhanta, Bhaktivinoda, da-da-da-da-da-da-da? Or is it something that Prabhupada borrowed from modern medical science? If it's from modern medical science, I was curious to know if you were aware of any evidence, because, I mean, I know milk is nutritious, but I'm not aware of ever hearing, at least, you know, when I studied biology and this and that as a kid at school, any connection between milk and developing finer brain tissues. Second part of the question is, if so, what milk are we talking about? Are we talking about factory farm milk where that's pasteurized and homogenized? Are we talking about raw milk but with cows that are just fed, not just this grain and that grain? Or are we talking about milk from cows that are protected and are allowed to eat the grasses from pastures, you know, all sorts of different varieties of herbs and this and that, something similar to Krishna and Balaram were doing in Vrindavan. So, yeah, maybe you could throw some further light on that.
Prabhupati Prabhu, I will answer it according to my understanding, and then I will open it to Prabhupada disciples like yourself to also elaborate. Obviously, you know, we follow the parampara system in descending order. So, just like we follow it in descending order, everything also goes back in that order. You know, so just like the knowledge is coming from the Brahma Sampradaya that we are following all the way from Lord Brahma down.
No, I wasn't suggesting that Prabhupada's concocting.
Yes, no.
Sometimes
similarly,
he might borrow something,
exactly.
You know,
so
to support a point.
When we're doing it, we're also doing the same process. Now, I remember Ganapati Maharaj, who is very strong on cow protection, he came once a few years back in Colorado, and he did a seminar on cow protection, and he was showing us, he does a very elaborate cow protection seminar through presentations and all that. And he did a presentation for about 3 to 4 hours. And in that he gathered all the information, and I recall him showing us that even in modern science, it has been established that milk in itself is vital protein. But the reason that it is not advertised or established is because the meat industry has so many lobbyists, and it is such a big industry. It's a billion-dollar industry. So for wasted interests, they are not, you know, bringing this to the forefront. In respect to your second part of the question, obviously, Prabhupada has stated, as I was reading here and as I was reading Prabhupada's purports, is that when mother cow is being mistreated by artificially put in machines, it agitates her. So the consciousness is going in the milk. And an animal, we know, it's just like us. If we are not happy and we interact with someone, obviously the interaction is not going to be very favorable because we are being disturbed. Similarly, if the consciousness of the animal is being disturbed, obviously it will affect the quality of milk. And that's why when you actually have pastures, and you know nowadays, you know, they have this green grass milk. I don't know if you have seen it at Whole Foods, they carry green grass milk. You know, all kinds of different things that some people are trying to do is because it is bringing a better, the animal is happy. If mother cow is happy in its natural environment, and I think that can also be answered by what Vasudev is asking. The first question he asked are, how is the environment? How is the place? Because if you see from that, it states that for you to actually do cow protection, you should follow what we are trying to do in ISKCON Vana Ashram, you know, the Vana Ashram Dharma. So basically, it has to be a natural environment. Because in natural environment, automatically everything is been done in the right way? I hope that answers the question. So definitely it is. Anyone else wants to elaborate on that?
Yeah. So, even Mother Yasoda, when she used to get the best grass, you know, there's 900,000 cows, and she's feeding Krishna, and she will make sure that there's a special grass. I can't remember the Sanskrit name that she will give that the cows will eat that particular grass and give it to Krishna to have the best milk.
You're absolutely right. Yes.
So now I have a question, Prabhu. When you were mentioning about you watch something about how when the calf is taken away from the
I think that's why we say ahimsa free milk. You see, and that's why we're propagating ahimsa philosophy. Because ahimsa means that you're not dealing the animal with cruelty. But I think Prabhupada answers that question. Because Prabhupada says that we love mother cow because first thing is mother cow is giving us the most important ingredient, which is milk. Now the question is, how are we getting that? And that's why, see, we are propagating ecosystems, we are propagating the philosophy of treating animals with love and care. Why? Because Prabhupada says in each and every living entity, the Paramatma feature is residing. So if we relate to the Paramatma feature, then we look at it with the eyes, Chakshusha. You know, our eyes are opened from Tadvidhi Prani, Omagyanam Timiranandasya, because we are born in ignorance. So what happens, our higher consciousness is being tapped into, that, I'm killing this, but reality, the Lord is sitting in everyone's heart. Actually, in the Bible it says that the body is the temple of God. It does state that it is a temple. So if we relate it to people in a different perspective, I think they will appreciate it more as compared to trying to find... Well, what is happening? We are trying to find faults. I'm pointing at you, but I don't know three fingers are pointing at me. What I'm trying to say, okay, you're trying to do this, which is, we are trying to make the best out of a bad bargain. Am I correct, Swavas Prabhu? We are trying to make the best of a bad bargain. Is it better we drink some milk that gives us the higher propensity to understand religion, or devoid ourselves of that? You know, Prabhupada was also very practical, as you remember. I hope that, you know, we have to become more practical than becoming more, what should I say, under certain spheres. We have to, like, you know, some devotees, sometimes they take chocolate. You know, they like chocolate. They have a sweet tooth. You know, so do I. But is it being done for the sense enjoyment or once in a while? You know, there's certain things. So I think when people look at it this, we should actually give them the higher reasons of what is being done with a bad bargain. And I think that should help. Does someone else want to give further on that? Yes, Bhrigupati Prabhu. I didn't know today I'm going to be in the line of fire, you know.
If I'm correct, and how I understood it, Prabhupada at one point in the Krishna book was saying that if somebody takes a flower from a tree, that tree is benefited. If somebody takes, fruit from a tree, that tree is benefited. And then he went on to just, state the principle that anything that's offered to Krishna, the source, from which it's being offered is tremendously benefited. So, I mean, as soon as I heard that, I immediately thought, made the analogy, I thought, well, like, does that apply to, you know, cow's milk? I mean, we know that what's happening, how the cows are being treated and everything. But is it correct to be thinking that, well, you know, that milk's coming from someplace and it's being offered?
That is true, Prabhu. You just hit the nail on the head. Exactly. Because what we are looking at is we are trying to, you know, Prabhupada has mentioned this many. You know, we are in the material world. we have a place full of kale dosa nija rajan. You know, it's full of miseries. We have to make the best bargain out of this. Now, what we are trying to do is we are at least trying to make the best bargain out of this. That's what I feel. And like you have said, it's a benefit. Because, you know, if you don't take milk from a cow, also the cow is under pain. Because the adder, you know, inflammates and all that. So, again, we are doing something which actually also is keeping mother cow in peace. Because the ingredient what Prabhupada is saying is, as long as mother cow is joyful, the world will be in a joyful mood. And so if you don't draw the milk, you think mother cow is going to be in a joyful mood? So there's various ways of looking at it. Yes, Mataji.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, thank you for a really nice class. I was just thinking one of the major problems with that argument is that, well, there's two major problems. One is that everything works on economics. Things are supplied because there's a demand. And when there's a demand, then those things will be. And when there's no demand, they won't exist. So with our dollars, we are supporting the mistreatment of cows. So if we were to, you know, take a little bit of austerity and we would very soon realize that we have to keep cows ourselves and protect them, because it's very austere, vegan life. And it's also not beneficial, because we need the brain substance, which only comes from milk, that where the cows eat the best grass. And it's completely pure and they're happy. And then that milk, like a magical formula in one way, which is secret. It's a secret formula which was known only in India to the Brahmins. This isn't known to modern day science. This is a secret which Prabhupada gave us, a gift, how we can expand our intelligence so we can really understand and so we can go to Krishna. But we can't get that milk on the market because the karmis don't know, and the karmis only think about economics. So they're only interested in making a lot of money, and if enough people start to demand that milk is violent free or ahimsa, then that will also come on the market. But until we start to actually stand by what we believe in, then the people aren't going to follow us, because there's no one to follow. They will only follow the vegans, who are even actually now attacking the devotees, because devotees believe in using the bulls for working, and they think that's cruelty to animals. So we have a double problem. If we don't really establish this, then all the people who might support us will go over to the vegans, or they'll just do other things, and we will miss the chance of establishing cow protection in America.
You're absolutely right, Mataji. That's why it says yad yad acharati shrestas tat tat evataro jana sayat pranamam kurte lokas etat anuvartate. Whatever action a great man performs, common man follows. So we have to follow in the footsteps of Srila Prabhupada and work on this. And I know that we have the ministry of cow protection and one ashram dharam, which what's the name of the Maharaj? Yes, Bhakti Raghav Maharaj is strongly propagating. I also saw that the eco farm in Hungary is actually also doing something very good on this. And obviously, I know now that the temples are also doing this. But it is true. You said the economics of money. You know, I was actually studying, because I'm a businessman. So I'm always looking at what ventures to do. And, you know, mother cow is giving us, through its urine and through its products, 400 different cures for medicines. So
we should actually come up ourselves with a business model, because all people are looking for a business models. You're absolutely right. They're looking for business models, but if you can come up with your business models and present that, hey, you know, you can get all this, and people are already going into natural therapies and all that, I don't see why there's not a market. It is just that people are not aware. So that's why, you know, we do marketing. Marketing, you know, cigarettes, for example. You know, the biggest marketing is done in this world for things that are harmful to us. Cigarettes, alcohol. You look at any ad, the most prominent, NFL is coming. The three prominent ads is alcohol, cigarettes, and the third one is, alcohol, cigarettes. These are the main, and we know that these are detrimental to our health. But they're propagating those ads. Because we're living in a world of quarrel and hypocrisy, where people are sudras, they're under the mode of ignorance and this. So to get them out, we have to bring the sattvic gun. We have to bring the higher things for knowledge. And I know you can do it. Because the British rule the world, so they can rule everything. Hare Krishna, I think I have to stop. Hare Krishna. Thank you for that. All those. Very nice.